Here we are once again in this holy place. Some of us are here long after our regular bedtime. We've stayed up later. We've left the warm comfort of our homes and made our way through the cool, dark night to come here. What would draw us out like that? Why did we move out of a place of warmth, light, and comfort to come here tonight? Maybe you're here because it's a tradition. It's what we always do on Christmas Eve. Maybe you're here because your parents made you come, and it's just easier not to fight. Maybe you like singing Christmas carols in church. Maybe you love seeing the church dressed in all its Christmas finery. Maybe you're here because you're longing for something. We come here for all sorts of reasons, but we come. And we join with those from every generation, past, present, and yet to come. And we move through the darkness into the light and the radiance of this holy space. We come to encounter the holy, to meet the baby who is the Messiah, and to celebrate this miraculous event. We come with doubts. We come with hurts. We come beaten and battered by the world. We bring ourselves with all that entails, dashed hopes, broken promises, betrayed trusts, failed relationships, unfulfilled dreams. All those things that weigh us down, we bring here tonight and offer to the babe lying in a manger. How absolutely absurd that seems. How totally unbelievable this whole story. That God, the creator of the universe and all that is in it, would come into the world as one of us. In the same way as each of us. A child. A helpless child. It might be easier to believe that a rotund man with a white beard is making his way across the globe tonight in a flying sleigh pulled by a reindeer. God is an infant is as difficult to believe as that, or maybe more so. And maybe that's why Jesus said we can only enter the kingdom as a child with eyes wide open and faith that trusts. So difficult to believe this absurd story. Yet we do. We believe this absurd story. We have experienced this absurd love, and that is why we come here on this night. We live in a world that is dark. We live in fear and foreboding with worries and anxieties. And we come here seeking that which will lighten our darkness and bring us hope. There is nowhere else we could go. There is nothing else to turn to but this absurd God who comes to us as a baby in a manger. The words of the hymn, O Little Town of Bethlehem, speak to what we experience as we come here this night. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. Yes, once again, the hopes and fears of all the years are met with the loving reality of God made man. We bring our hopes, our fears, our failings, our seekings, our needing, and all that we are, good and not so good. And we offer ourselves to this loving God who meets us here and offers us himself. His body and blood. His divine self is met with our humanity to bring us a glimmer of hope. And not just a glimmer of hope, but a floodlight of hope. And the strangest thing happened this afternoon as I was coming here for the 4 o'clock service. The rain clouds had passed away and the sky had become blue. Except one cloud, one large dark cloud that was doing its best to overshadow the sun. But right in the middle of that big dark cloud was a big ray of sunlight shining down like the floodlight of God on Aniston. In these dark, cold, rainy days, it would be so easy to lose hope and give up on God, and in doing so, we would give evil a bit of a stronger foothold. Now, more than ever, we need to welcome the Christ child, the one who brings light in our darkness. Now, more than ever, we need to sing his praise and welcome him in. Now, more than ever, we need to step out of the darkness of our world and move to the light of God. Now, more than ever, we lift our voices and join with the heavenly chorus in thanksgiving for the miraculous birth of the one who saves the world. Now, more than ever, we hold on tightly to our faith in God's love and care for us. So let us rejoice and sing and offer ourselves to the one who frees us from sin and makes us wholly worthy to be called his children. When we come to this rail, let us come filled with joyful hearts, knowing that once again, all our hopes and fears are met and fulfilled. That God so loved the world that he came to be among us, to change our darkness into light, to remove those things that weigh us down, and offer us new light, new life. Amen.